And now we join Lisa Bauman and Miles Richardson in conversation, discussing their respective roles of Bernice Summerfield and Irving Braxiatel.
I don't think her personality has changed enormously, but what I would say is that in the most recent episodes, things have become a lot more meatier. Certainly in Mirror Effect.
A lot more baggage.
Absolutely, a lot more baggage. You've got the two exes, or the non-ex. You know, there's Adrian, there's Jason. She's got Peter now, which is a completely different thing. Also, her relationship with Brax is modifying slightly. I think we don't quite know what's in store for us on that front. But
I think
that could be our whole new thing. I don't even believe it.
Oh, my dear Benny, so nice to hear that you're alive and well. Where exactly are you?
Down in the mining station. You?
Up top in the base camp.
Which of us is colder?
There's probably not much in it. Have you solved the puzzle for us yet?
I wasn't aware you'd set one. But we've certainly got a few more pieces, if that's what you mean.
She's got a lot more responsibilities now, and I think she responds to that actually quite admirably in some senses. I mean, she's always been fairly spontaneous. She goes off and does things, and now she just has to think a little bit more, but of course she always ends up going anyway, so there's no change there. But on the whole, I think she's matured, but not enough to lose what's lovable about her.
Oh, I know what they mean by express delivery.
Doesn't look like there's much life around here.
Absolutely. And also it gives Bernice a much wider... It places her much more in a particular environment rather than her just being an individual going to each... It gives her much more of a background and much more depth to the stories, I think, as well.
In the Mirror Effect, I found the problems that I suddenly... as I hadn't been in one for a while.
A while, that's true.
I came in and suddenly found there was this whole new life to Bernice that I'd not come across before. And it was... Is this baby character?
I know.
Who's Ben?
The problem is, of course, because they've been alternating between the tapes and the novels, a hell of a lot happens in the novels that we kind of get, well, what does that happen? Good God. So sometimes they can be a bit of a surprise, but I'm very glad that there's more of a regular core, because I think it gives Bernice's responses to things a much more context, and I think it really helps, because you can go for the bantery, jokey stuff, but actually also there's a very we can introduce a much more serious note to it, and I think that really works.
This is Benny. Yes, I am Professor Bernice Surprise Summerfield. That's true enough.
It could have,
I don't know, there's a kind of slightly Svengali aspect to Brax, that she can deny him nothing in many ways.
Absolutely.
And I think probably Brax is a bit of a misogynist, a bit like the Draconians as well, and I think Bernice is kind of his match.
He has a sneaking respect for her, really, and I think she has a sneaking respect for him, because otherwise she really wouldn't work for him, apart from the fact he probably pays quite well, but that's about it.
Grudgingly, yes.
Grudgingly. But I think also they spar off, as Mars was saying, they spar off each other really, really well, so I think their way of communicating with each other works very well for them, because she can be ironic and he can be equally... I was going to say camp, but I was going to say camp and ironic.
Oh, wait, where are you?
Above you.
Ah, can you get down? Apparently there should be another lift.
Now look, I'm not sure how much you've discovered, but this place is very dangerous.
There are some people who've written more for Benny than others, and depending on what their remit is, obviously, you know, that they can develop the character more. When she slots into the Doctor Who stuff, it's different, because the combination of the Doctor and Ace and Benny are very different. But she still has her own. She's still... I've always said this. It's been very well documented. She's such a clearly defined character that you don't have any doubt that she's ever going to change so dramatically. I mean, the problem is sometimes, because she banters a lot, the temptation is just to go to banter at every single opportunity. And I think that sometimes happens. But generally speaking... Also, I think there's a kind of chronological thing as well, because, you know, it's terribly difficult to know whether you're actually going before she's gone off on her own, or whether she's actually doing the story during the course of all the stuff we're doing on the Benny place. So, not hugely, hopefully.
Oh, come on. Why does the time always fly when you're having fun and crawl like a two-legged beetle when you're scared as a bastard?
I shall give the matter my closest study.
Okay, well, today's is all set on Draconia, and Bernice is having problems being a woman, especially on Draconia, because, well, they just don't like him.
I've been a draconian. No, women.
You have?
Yes, I was a draconian. They were, no, women, not very interesting.
Not very really interesting. No. So it means I'm surrounded by blokes today and a lot of surgical instruments, but you'll have to wait and see.
You know, I've studied a good deal of your past, Grand Marshal.
An archaeologist, of course. You helped excavate the tombs of my ancestors, perhaps.
I spent a year on Mars and three more in debt as a result. Breathtaking. Beautiful world. Such emptiness.
I do not care for the old world and its pits of ghosts. The past is dead.
Sadly, my memory is just about good enough to remember them the first time around. So, actually, they put very helpful little pictures on the front of the script. So we actually
I'm convinced
know.
It's a picture of me.
You
actually.
Think it's yes. You? I yes. Well, no wonder. There we go. So actually, I do remember. But actually, you'll find most of the scripts will make it fairly obvious what their proclivities are and what they're keen on and what they're not keen on.
I think even if you're not a Doctor Who fan, you can basically remember roughly what
yeah, exactly.
the Cyberman looks like.
Or yeah. And what their motives are. I mean, generally speaking, they're all pretty nasty. And also, in the script, you just follow what's on the page. If there's going to be a sympathetic one, you go, oh, hello, are they double-crossing you? I mean, there's a hell of a lot of double-crossing going on in this one.
I don't think there's anything nasty about the Draconians. They're just sort of like lizard-like Ian Duncan yeah. Smiths, really, aren't they?
They march to the beat of their own drum, that's the only way I can put it. They really are. I mean, it's very, you treat each story as it comes along, and her responses to the aliens are, I mean, I think the character comes in with an open mind on everything. And obviously she's just dictated to by the way that she's treated by whatever particular alien she meets at the time. I mean, obviously, you think back to Doctor Who, and he responds in his own individual way, and I think Benny just does exactly the same thing, whatever alien is she's faced with, whether it be insect-like or reptile-like or whatever other animal species they look like.
Is it raining where you are?
The sprinklers are operating.
Where's Benny?
The professor is...
I'm fine, Carter. Nothing a nice hot bath and a week's sleep won't cure.
Ever since I've started this, it's been really, really good. We've never had any really tense days. We're all treated very well by Big Finish. They bring us out of our
lovely
cages
lunch.
Every three... Oh, lovely lunch. Very good on the food. They pay on the day. It's marvellous. It's what you can... No, it's really good fun. And I mean, I think that's actually what reflects what's in the story. I mean, even when we're doing the serious stuff, it's like any show, whether you're doing a play or anything, if there's a good sense of humour around, then you get much more work done. And generally speaking, the casts have been absolutely fantastic. So, you know, once you kind of go, oh, well, everybody can do it, we just get on with the job, really.
Stack.
Professor?
I'm sorry if I freaked you out back there.
Well, I've had some feedback from people I've been working with recently, and they said they're really very into the stories, and they actually do discuss the way things grow, as Lisa has just done. So there obviously is a lot of people who do see Bernice Summerfield as a very much a organic character that is always growing and is always improving. Mm. So, yes, and of course there's been some very nice reviews. The Mirror Effect particularly, I think, is the best so far.
Yeah, I love
from the ones I've come across. It's highly complex, and we weren't actually quite sure what was going on.
It wasn't until it was a final
We read the script a couple of times, we weren't quite sure what was doing. But when we did it, we actually sort of, yes, it all fell into place.
Yeah.
So it did need to be acted out to actually come to life.
I mean, the Benny range itself has covered such a huge, diverse... Because not only did Mirror Effect really, you know, grab the storyline by the neck, but actually Just War did as well, which is one of the earlier ones, which is when they were still adapting them from the novels. And it's very funny because I've recently got a computer and I've been introduced to the joys of the web, and it's very interesting the responses you see, because they either they love it, but they're very critical about, oh, well, that's too funny, or oh, no, that's not serious enough, but it's something for everybody at the end of the day, and that's the mark of the series. And I think, in a way, thankfully, that's why it's carried on for so long. And it's always very difficult because, obviously, because she's Doctor Who related, there's always going to be this thing about, oh, well, you're not making Doctor Who. And then when the Doctor Who series came along, I didn't know whether we were going to be abandoned or whether what the response was. But there seems to be a certain amount of crossover, which is good. And I really think, although I am slightly biased, that there are quite a few people who are just starting to dip into Benny Summerfield. Not necessarily through having heard her on the Doctor Who, well, sometimes through having heard her on the Doctor Who stuff, but also because enough people have been talking about it to say,
just try these, or which do you recommend? Because obviously we've made enough now for people to be able to dip in and out of. What I would say in the most recent stuff is that there's a lot more of a through line to it. So some people might not quite get some of the references, but there are enough CDs to be able to drop in and out of. But luckily, everybody seems to like. Nobody's shot me down in flames yet, but there's only a matter of time, isn't it, really? But as long as I don't outstay my welcome, I'm happy.
Oh, my goddess, you spoke! Wolsey Peter spoke! Oh, his first word! My little boy spoke his first word, and I was here to hear it. Oh, I love you, Peter. I love you so much. So very, very much.
We live as flames, die in ashes, but we only sleep in darkness.
Been asked to go where?
Draconia.
Brax, I don't believe it.
It's true. It seems there's some kind of relic they've uncovered in one of their colony worlds, which used to be part of the Earth Empire. Just about.
This represents further trouble on the very edge of draconian space, Excellency. The Earth authorities are pressing for an explanation.
There's always trouble on the very edge of draconian space, Paranash. And the Earth authorities are always pressing for an explanation of something.
Professor Summerfield.
Hi!
Welcome to Draconia. May you live a long life and may energy shine on you from a million suns.
Thank you. Water, oxygen, and plutonium
be found in abundance wherever you land.
Yeah, how are you?
What news have you about our esteemed visitor?
Oh, the archaeologist. Summerfield is an authority on many of the ancient civilizations that flourished in Earth space, Your Excellency.
I'd like to meet him.